Track 35. Speaker A.
That's a very good question. I think every country has a different idea of how old a child is when they can be held responsible for their actions. If they're really young, in their pre-teens, then I would say the parents are responsible. Very young children only get involved in crime if they're left alone without any supervision. Nowadays, a lot of families are too busy to worry about these things, and I think family values are lost in the process. The children might only start with petty crimes, but if they fall in with the wrong crowd and become a delinquent, then this can escalate to more serious crimes like robbery or car theft. If you get a criminal record as a child, it can affect your whole life.
Speaker B.
I think each older generation looks at the younger generation and criticises it for being badly behaved. But I do think it's true that nowadays people generally have less and less respect for the rules of society. You only need to look around the streets to see all the graffiti and vandalism. I think that there's also been an increase in juvenile crime. Partly, I think this is through peer pressure. Young people are very much influenced by what their friends think of them, and it's become cool to act like a gangster. I think the main problem, though, is the media. It cultivates that image, and it becomes normal for children to see violent behaviour.
Speaker C.
I go out on my own in the day quite often, but I would very rarely do it at night. In the area where I live, the crime rate has increased significantly in the past few years. There seems to be a lot more criminal activity these days, so I think it's a lot safer to go out in a group. There's no knife crime or anything like that. I'm not afraid of getting stabbed. It's more muggings, you know, when people grab your bag, stuff like that. I think it's because of the rising unemployment. People just don't have enough money. I suppose that's why some of them turn to theft.